Choosing to stay or leave is more than a career decision. It's a declaration of your values, aspirations, and well-being. This is an insightful journey into self-discovery, and you're going to want to stick around for today's episode because we're going to be talking about the question, is it time to leave my job? We're going to explore the depths of this pivotal and such an important decision, and we're going to guide you through some points of reflection.
Welcome to Rat Race Reboot. I'm your host, Laura Noel. And as a certified coach and former 27-year military leader, each week I provide bite-sized mindset pivots that will help you reset your mind, reawaken your spirit, and regain your control.
Welcome back to another episode of Rat Race Reboot. If you've been joining us over the past several weeks, you'll know that we've been covering different aspects of burnout. And burnout is prevalent in every single industry and has been for quite some time. And if you remember, at the beginning of the pandemic, specifically from the years 2020 to 2023, there was a term that was labeled for a lot of people quitting their job. It was called the Great Resignation. And that was prevalent. And nearly 4.5 million people were quitting their jobs each and every month. And the contributing factors that led to that, the pandemic, it caused people to reevaluate their values. And if they were in alignment or harmony, they were reevaluating their priorities, seeking better pay, better opportunities, better working conditions, more importantly, work-life balance, and even some remote work options. And so I've heard the term used from 2023 till now, the big stay. We've seen a decrease in the number of quits. However, according to Indeed's 2024 U.S. Jobs and Hiring Trends Report, quits are still happening at near historic highs compared to the pre-pandemic rates. But it does suggest a slowdown compared to the peak of the Great Resignation. So here it leaves us with the question, if we're in burnout, is it time to quit our job because of burnout? And that might very well be the answer. But before you call it quits, I have some questions for you to maybe think about and reflect on and consider before you make that decision. So, considering the following questions, I have a list of them here. Does your work align with your personal values and sense of purpose? Do you feel aligned? We call it praxis. You know, do the values of the organization, those espoused values, really manifest in form each and every day in your work? And does your work align with your values and your sense of purpose? Some things to consider in that context. Do you feel like you are working with a sense of purpose and meaning? Do you feel that what you're doing is contributing real value? And do you feel gratitude and fulfillment for contributing in the way that you're contributing? So those are some really powerful questions to ask yourself. And we've had previous episodes on the idea of values. First and foremost, you have to know where you stand. What are your values? What are your priorities? And what's most important to you so that you know what it feels like? Am I in alignment? Am I not? Is there a disparity there? So those are some very important questions to ask yourself. Another set of questions revolve around you being the highest version of yourself. So do you feel like your job can be a place where you can do your best work? And so there are a lot of facets to this. I mean, this includes having a reasonable workload. Do you feel like your workload is reasonable? Do you feel like you have a certain level of control over your work, the decisions that you make, your work assignments? And do you have clear expectations about your job responsibilities and your role, your roles in general. Now, if you see that these are problem areas, most importantly, do you see a path forward towards improvement and change? Is it possible? Have you already attempted to work with your leadership to gain some clarity around your roles, to maybe bring down your workload a little bit? I find that in organizations, in a lot of the work that I do within organizations and the coaching that I do with executives and leaders, there can be a lot of drama in the workplace because there's a lack of role clarity. And so as a consequence, people are doing tasks in a redundant way. So they're duplicating tasks within roles. They're not communicating. They're siloed. Some people are not doing some of the tasks that are necessary altogether. People are stepping on each other's toes. So what can you do to help you gain some role clarity? I can tell you from personal experience, I facilitate with the Arbinger Institute, and we have three really powerful questions that we ask people in our teams, people outside of our teams, that help us gain some role clarity. And when I was coming on board as adjunct faculty in a college in the Boston area, there were some aspects of the role that I had that just weren't clear to me. And it was causing some consternation within me. I didn't know if I was missing things, if something belonged to me, if it didn't. And so what I did was I looked at my job and that job description, and I looked toward the people I knew I intersected with in some way. And I just set appointments with them and said, hey, here's how I'm looking at my role, but tell me, how could somebody in my role be most helpful to you? So it was around that idea of having a conversation. How does somebody at my role unintentionally make your work more difficult? And so having a conversation like that gave me clarity on where I intersected with other people. I found that I was doing some things within my role that I didn't need to do that actually weren't being very helpful. And so that took some things off of my plate, and it gave me clarity of where the swim lanes were. And so that was a load off of my mind. And that just helped tremendously. So I find that a lot of people who are experiencing burnout, they're having trouble in this area of roles and workload in general. So are there some discussions that you could have about job redesign? And what might that look like? So think through these things and then have a conversation with your leadership. So thinking about tasks, your schedule, location, and having just a simple conversation around that. You know, here's a little thing that I wrote down. I jotted down a sample conversation that you could have with your boss or leadership. Like, hey, thanks for meeting with me. I can use some support around the prioritization of my work, so I know what to focus on and what to delegate and what I don't need to worry about. Am I spending the right amount of time on the right things? Are there things that I don't need to be worrying about? And if I don't have anyone to delegate to, I need you to help me prioritize this on what's most important and what can wait. So having that transparent conversation, just being really deliberate, it can only help. It can't hurt. So does your organization offer resources and support to help you work through burnout? So that's also another question if you're experiencing that. So you could have these conversations, but also consider some resources that might be at your fingertips within your work section or within your organization that can help you practice some mindfulness, really help you handle stressors a lot better in a much more effective way. Sometimes when we're really at a high level of stress and burnout, it's difficult for us to have these types of conversations in an effective way. So it's really important that we get some support around managing stress, how to have difficult conversations, and do it in a way such that we're seeing the humanity in the other person that's sitting across the table from us or that other team. We're really curious about their needs, challenges, and objectives. And when we see them, the humanity in them, understanding that they're not an obstacle in our way, a lot of times that can alleviate that pressure and that knee-jerk reaction that we might want to engage in when we're having conversations. And these will lead to much more effective conversations when we're trying to navigate any kind of role redesign. So another question that I think is really important, another aspect of burnout when you're considering, should I leave my job or should I stay? What can I do to navigate this or shift things to work in a much more effective and healthy way? Take a look at your organization, the leaders in your organization, the next level or the next levels up, right? What do you see in the people who are working at the next level or several levels above you? And ask yourself, is this what I want? What's the culture? Just be really honest with yourself. And if it's not what you want, do you see a way of creating something different, a different future for yourself or that caliber of leader that you would be stepping into? Could you be the catalyst for change? And that is a very real possibility. And then lastly, I would ask, what is burnout costing you? What's the cost of your burnout in terms of your health? And journal about this, really. What's it costing you in terms of your relationships, your personal relationships, your work relationships, your relationship with yourself? And if you're not sure because you're so in the midst of burnout, why don't you talk to a few people who are your trusted thought partners? People who are close to you, who know you really well, ask them what they see in terms of the impact the burnout is having on you, your way of living, your health, your relationships. And, you know, this is short and sweet. You know, these questions, I want you to listen to this episode again and actually take time out to write down the answers to these questions, or take out a phone with a memo app and just kind of talk through these for yourself and play it back for yourself so you can hear the tone of your voice, what some of the answers are to these questions, maybe any new possibilities that come up for you as you're talking it out. But upon this reflection, if you don't see a path forward at your current place of employment, just know that your transformation has already begun. You're already, just by doing this, taking a step, charting a new course of action for your career and life. And this can be a stepping stone where work, you can find work, or your current work can align with your values and can align with your health and wellness and relationship goals. And I always say, getting clear on what you don't want can help you gain clarity on what you do want. And another nugget here that I know from personal experience is, in order for you to create something new, you have to let go of the old. And often we can stay stuck in a situation that's really painful for us and very stressful because, oddly enough, it's our comfort zone. It's what we know and it's what we've known. So it can be difficult. Your brain is going to play tricks on you when you try to do something different and go down a different path, because your comfort zone is being in the rat race. It's being in burnout. So you've got to be willing to let go of some things that you know are not in alignment with you so that you can open the space up for something new. And I talk about this quite a lot. It's scary. You know, I very recently had a lovely contract with an organization, lovely, lovely people, and I would love to do something else with them in the future. But this particular contract, it wasn't energy giving, it was energy taking for me, because the tasks involved with that role are just not things that I like doing at all. And so it was scary to let go because that was a regular source of income and I liked the people and I didn't want to disappoint anyone. But it really, I was losing sleep over some aspects of that role. And it was really taking its toll on my mental well-being. Simple things just felt like the weight of the world just because I didn't like doing that particular type of work within that role that was necessary for the role. And there was no way to do a role redesign. These are necessary aspects of the role. And I know that there are people who totally nerd out and geek out over these aspects of the role. And God bless them because they're in their element. I was not. So it was energy taking. And so I thought about it probably for 6 months. And then I finally said, you know what? I love you. I love this community. I'm not going to continue after this contract simply because this particular role is not a match for the type of work that I want to do. And I would love to be considered for something else in this area that really aligns with my core competencies. And the response that I got was so positive. And we're looking to doing some of the other things in the next year. But when I said no, at that time, I had no other room to take on other opportunities and other contracts. As soon as I said no, two other opportunities landed in my lap. And one of them I said yes to. Another one I said, it doesn't feel like it's the right time, maybe later. I'm just really attuned to what's in harmony with me and what's not. And that's freedom. And when you can do that, that's going to be freeing for you. So you can't expect something new and fabulous to show up when we're not willing to let go of the old things that are standing in our way. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. Listen to today's episode again. Get out a notebook and journal your thoughts. Answer these questions and then make some decisions. Take some action if there's room to redesign your work in a way that's in harmony with how you want to live your life and the way that you want to serve. But until then, remember, everything is created twice. First in your mind, in your imagination, and then in physical form. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.